Mapping the Threats to the Great Lakes. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The Great Lakes are under a lot of stress. 34 different kinds of stress, to be exact. That's according to a research team that has produced a comprehensive map showing many of the things that stress the Great Lakes. Think pollution, invasive species, development, and climate change, just to name a few. To learn more about this new map, I went to visit David Allen. He's a professor in the School of Natural Resources and Environment at the University of Michigan, and he's one of the people who led the project. I asked him why he wanted to take on something like this.
So we set out to answer the question, what are the most important stressors in the Great Lakes? What's the cumulative influence of environmental stressors in the Great Lakes? And what's their spatial distribution? How do they vary from place to place? And we did that. We did that with the help of many by developing individual maps for 34 different environmental stressors. They represent invasive species and climate change and coastal development and contaminated sediments and land runoff. And we developed these individual stressor maps, and then we combined them in a variety of ways, but basically summed their influence so that we have the first ever spatial pattern of cumulative impact of humans on the Great Lakes.
So let's take a look at the map. You have it pulled up here, and it's a colorful map, and I can see there's a key in the lower right-hand corner, the stress index, and it goes from blue to red. Let's take Lake Erie, for example, and we see, you know, an awful lot of red indicating relatively higher stress along these areas of Lake Erie. What's going on there?
So Lake Erie certainly shows up as one of the lakes that has the highest value for our stress index. I don't think that's a big surprise to anyone. What is surprising, though, is the number of stressors that influence these coastal waters in particular. And I think the coastal waters are most strongly stressed because they experience the stressors that are occurring in the lakes themselves, like invasive species and contaminated sediments, and they experience all the runoff from the land and all the aquatic habitat disruption that goes with coastal development. And so, you know, we'd have to look at the numbers to tease it out, but there might be 18, 20 or more of our stressors all having an influence in some of those coastal waters of Lake Erie, and that's what gives it that red appearance in our map. It's the significantly larger number of stressors that are co-occurring in those locations.
So what's being done to reduce the stress on the lakes?
So right now we are in the midst of a really important and useful set of activities called the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, and it's invested over $1 billion of federal money in Great Lakes restoration. So restoration is a mix of activities. We did another set of mapping. We mapped all the locations that we could identify where restoration was taking place. And we asked the question, would we have picked those places as well? And the answer was yes. So those restoration dollars are being invested in locations that we agree are places that are, they're red on our map, they're places of high stress. They tend to be places also that provide a lot of benefit to humans. And so it's a good thing that it's taking place.
David Allen is a professor at the School of Natural Resources and Environment at the University of Michigan. You can find a link to the map on our website, environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.